This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Man, is that fantastic, because you entrust us by tuning your radio dials right where it's at. Thank you very much. Whether it's 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley extending into western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, and of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. Your iHeartRadio app works too, and we just appreciate you listening very much. Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. A couple of great guest hosts for you today on the program, brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Just check out their Facebook page the other day. They have a really neat toy and food drive going right now. Always great things for the community. Check that out on Facebook or NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for your calls, questions, or comments today, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. My colleague and friend Steve Hallstrom, guest hosting for me today. Steve's the president of our Flag Family Media and host of the Need to Know morning show, weekday mornings on AM 1100 The Flag, as well as Greg Steeman. Greg is with us today, courtesy of the folks at First State Bank down there in beautiful Lemoore, North Dakota. He's the top man down there. He's also a member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. Some folks may remember him as an analyst on Midco, doing some great basketball coverage, or even as a coach on the bench as well. So you have a couple of great guest hosts today. Steve and Greg will take good care of you on What's on Your Mind. Give them a call, 800-228-0550. You can email us, too, at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here they are. Steve Hallstrom, Greg Steeman, What's on Your Mind? Guys, take it away.
Well, thank you very much, Scotty. And by the way, we are extremely jealous of Scott today. He's out in New York City enjoying one of the greatest cities in the world and having a lot of fun with about 50 Flag Family listeners as well. They've been out there for a couple of days now and having a great time. They took in Les Miserables last night in Broadway and have a big day planned as well. So we are thankful that Scotty is having a great time and hope everybody out there is enjoying their visit as well. They were at the Fox News Channel yesterday and took some great pictures, and Scott's put them up on his Facebook page so you can follow Scott's journeys out there. So they're having a good time, and Scott will be back in this chair on Monday, but between now and then, glad to be with you here this morning. As Scott said, my name is Steve Hallstrom, president of Flag Family Media, and I do a morning show here in Fargo. We just got done doing that, so hopefully, friends, I'll be able to remember that I'm not supposed to do certain things at certain times, which are kind of naturally grained into my head now from doing them every morning, but we've got some great producers, thanks to Manny and Todd and Matt Reptai here in our studio that are helping set us up for success today. I am joined by a great friend of mine, Greg Steeman, and Scott did a great job of introducing him. He might be the world's most interesting. You know the Dos Equis guy on the commercials, the world's most interesting man? Well, this might be the world's most interesting radio guest. Guy grew up on a farm, so he's got a good farm background. I did too, so we can talk farm, Greg and I. And he now does a lot of ag lending, of course, at First State Bank of North Dakota. And the head man down there at the Lemoore branch at First State Bank North Dakota, also on the State Board of Higher Ed. And does some work for Midco Sports as a basketball analyst as well, and a very successful basketball coach in his own right at Southwest State University in Marshall back in the day. So I could probably just let him go for 2 hours and it'd be a better show. But since they're paying me to do a little bit of something here today, I suppose I better. But Greg, thanks for coming up, buddy, and good to be in the studio with you this morning.
Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate the opportunity. And it is great. And like you say, I've got a number of different experiences. Some people would say I'm not very good at either one of them or at any of them, but that's okay. It's neat to have an opportunity. It's neat to have a chance to work in the ag sector. It's neat to have a chance to serve the state, a state that I think is the greatest state in the country. And so there are a lot of opportunities that I've been blessed with. And so I'm also very fortunate to be joining you this morning on the program.
Well, we're going to have a good time. And you've already told me you're going to rip me, so I'm ready for this. Yeah. I'm not sure what this is all about.
Well, you know, I've had to listen to you complain about the Packers last night, and I know you're a Vikings fan. I'm not a Packers fan.
I'm not necessarily a Vikings fan, but I just say, you know what? Tell the Vikings to go out and do their job and let everything else take care of itself. Quit complaining about when some other team wins or has some success. The Vikes, by the way, I think are very well coached. I really like Zimmer. I think he's a heck of a guy.
I do too.
So that was my rip for you. Just take care of your own business.
You're not going to try to convince us that this was some well-crafted strategy by the Packers. The Packers got lucky. It was a phantom face mask penalty. Aaron Rodgers is so good at drawing penalties that he just faked it. It's an Academy Award nomination, I'm sure, after that game last night. So you're not going to try to have us believe that this was some sort of great strategy on behalf of the Packers, are you?
No, I'm not going to say it was great strategy. That luck is when preparation meets opportunity, I think. And so
there's the old basketball coach right there.
So I'll tell you what, the guy's a heck of a quarterback, though, but it makes it interesting.
He is.
You know what?
Yep.
Everybody wants great games down the stretch, and the Northern Division is setting up for that.
Yeah, they won on the last play of the game, an untimed down after defensive penalty and a little bit of a phantom penalty if you're a Vikings fan. If you're a Packer fan, you're thinking, yes, there was contact with the face mask, So there's that. But we've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today other than football. We'll be visiting in a few minutes with Scott, checking in from New York City, find out what they're up to out there today out in NYC. At 9:30 today, we'll be visiting with Kirsten Basler, North Dakota State Superintendent of Education, to discuss how our schools are doing in the state. And one of the big topics that has been going on around our state's high schools is advanced placement. And there's some things going on right now designed in order to get more kids taking advanced placement courses and more advanced placement tests. And so they're even going the financial incentive route. You know, back when you were young and your mom said, I'm sick and nagging at you, your sorry backside, to get down there and clean your room, I'll give you a dollar, you go clean your bedroom. Well, they're kind of a little bit of that in state education here, too. And while this is not necessarily, Greg, your cup of tea, you're on the higher ed side of things, I'm interested in your thoughts on that, too. So we'll visit with Kirsten about that coming up here in a little bit. Andy Peterson will also join us today. He's president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk just about general business conditions in North Dakota. And, of course, hiring is a big issue. There are, depending on where you live in the state, there is either a bit of a surplus of employees or maybe a need for more employees. Here in the Red River Valley and in Fargo specifically, where we're originating from this morning, I think there's something like 5,000 open jobs in Fargo right now, in the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo area. So this is certainly a unique area that way. And we're going to talk to Andy Peterson about what businesses in our state can do to attract those kind of employees that we all need to keep the state's economy going. Then in hour number two, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Dave Richmond, who's a good friend of both Greg and myself, coach of the NDSU men's basketball team, will jump in and discuss the season so far. NDSU, I think if you talk about sports in this state, a lot of people would tell you that UND hockey is kind of the crown jewel for hockey. NDSU football and men's basketball, maybe on the other sports, are kind of where you find more fans than any other team. So we're going to talk to Dave today and find out a little bit about not only his job and what he's doing now, but he's a North Dakota grown boy. Wapanin kid. I grew up under the watchful eye of John Richmond, who's now the president of North Dakota State College of Science down in Wapanin. So growing up in a coach's family and turning into a coach himself, we'll talk about him and could there be another trip back to the NCAA tournament for the Bison men? We'll talk to Dave about that. Have a little fun today talking hoops with Dave. We'll work in a little Bison football talk as well. NDSU against Montana coming up tomorrow, and that's a 2:30 game up at the Fargo Dome, second round of the FCS National Tournament. We gave a call over to Coach Kleiman to see if he would be willing to visit with us today, but got a lot on his mind and a lot on his schedule today. So it is with him as well. And then at 10:30, Mark the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogerbo, who is a favorite of many of our listeners here on What's on Your Mind, will be with us at 10:30 to discuss why George Washington is America's Moses. So kind of the Constitution Corner, Freedom Fridays, I think Scotty's been calling it here on the program. And so we'll do that here before we finish up as well. Greg, probably the biggest talker going on right now are these shootings in San Bernardino, California. We got a couple minutes left, and we can talk a little bit about this in hour number two as well. Information coming out today, we're starting to learn a little bit more about these individuals involved. Investigators now believe that the couple had planned a second attack after the shooting of the company Christmas party, And I just think with Christmas coming up, where we talk a lot about Jesus in this country, we say Merry Christmas. And I just wonder if, as we have more and more folks who would rather celebrate the Prophet Muhammad, I just wonder if we're kind of reaching an area right now where there's going to be more things around the holidays because there's another, there's a Jesus that in the minds of Muslims will compete with the Prophet Muhammad. And if Muslims feel like the Prophet Muhammad is being downplayed or downgraded, that can result in some things happen that, that might end up on the news. I just kind of wonder if we're going toward that particular chapter in our nation's history here.
Steve, that's a possibility. And I think the natural reaction anytime we have these terrible tragedies, senseless tragedies committed by vile and evil people,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what their background is, and that's where I'm going to take a step back on it. A lot of people will come out and say, hey, there's an easy answer to this. There's a simple, quick answer to this. I disagree. I think it's really about you know, how do we handle evil circumstances. People talk about different things, gun control, whatever it might be. You know what? A plane got blown up using a soda can.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to commit heinous acts, they're going to find a way to do it, regardless of the reason.
They're going to find a way. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. Have to take a break, but when we do, we're going to come back, talk a little bit more about this. California gun control laws, they're pretty strict. I don't know what we do from here on that side of it. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
In the blink of an eye, they're applying for college, getting married, buying their first home, raising your grandchildren. And just how you're always with them on every step of their journey, Alaris will be right there with you on yours. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota. I'm Steve Hallstrom, sitting in today for Scott Hennon. on What's On Your Mind.
And you know what? That's the kind of folks you're going to find when you head into a Hedahl's location. Chances are they've been there quite a while. I mean, some newcomers coming in always, but I'm just amazed the amount of folks, 20, 30, 40 years, other family members working there as well. And Jim was telling me he loves working with the customers. You know, take care of them as soon as they walk in so they don't have to wait around too long and find exactly what they're looking for. And, you know, sometimes they don't know what that is. They know what they need, but not exactly what exactly they're looking for. So they do it as quick as they can. 75% of the time, if they have what they need right there on the shelves, once in a while they have to order it in and they have it in a day or two from their warehouse, which isn't bad as well. But is that great or what? And like many of the folks at Hedahl's, I always have to say, well, okay, so tell me your first car. What'd you have? How about this one for Jim? 59 Ford Galaxy, white, light green mix. How about that? And he's been driving a Ford ever since, over 50 years. Loves him. He's working on a Mustang GT convertible right now, which doesn't take much work. That's a dandy. How about that? Jim Reisenauer, say hi to him. He's at the Dickinson location of Hedahl's. You tell him Scott sent you. Back to more of What's On Your Mind with our guest host, Steve Hallstrom, Greg Steeman today.
All right. Thank you, Scotty. And always good to hear from Scott. We'll be checking in with him here in just a minute as well. First, though, we were talking in our last segment about the Vikings game and how the Packers stole one. And my comment on this, I've got three things to say about this. Number one, that's why you're the Lions. You lose a game like that, Greg. Second of all is you blitz the quarterback on the Hail Mary, so he doesn't have time. You bring one blitzer somewhere out of the safety position or corner or whatever that the quarterback isn't aware of. So you nail that guy before he can throw it. Second of all, or third of all, where's Calvin Johnson in the end zone to knock that pass down? So I was complaining about this in our last segment. We had somebody called in and left a message for me. I promise we did. Somehow it's just being a little sticky here, so we'll try to get that. Basically, the caller saying, Steve, stop your whining here and stop being a whiny Vikings fan. I can't help it. If you're a Vikings fan, you just don't like the Packers. If you're a Packers fan, you probably don't like the Vikings, so I get all that. Steve Hallstrom, Greg Steeman, what's on your mind here with you today until 11 a.m.? Good to have you with us. The most listened to talk show in North Dakota. And we now, through the magic of phone lines, have Scott Hennon with us on the line from New York City. And Scott is out in NYC, one of the greatest cities in the world, along with about 50 Flag family listeners who are on the trip with Scott as well. Do we have Scotty there on the line for us this morning?
Steve,
okay,
Greg,
Scotty, good morning, buddy.
How you doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, we have actually 60, if you count Maria and 60. I, you know, 60 people, as a matter of fact. So, and they are a blast. They're having a grand old time. Most of the folks have not been to North Dakota before. I'm sorry, been to New York City before. So We're showing them this great city for the first time. That makes it even more special.
Well, it is a special place, and certainly December in New York City with all the decorations and the lights, Rockefeller Plaza with the tree lit up. It's a gorgeous scene, and you guys have been traveling around, seeing a lot of sights there. You went to a musical, Les Miserables, last night, I understand, as well. Spent some time with the Fox News Channel people, and all the guys back here at the station are jealous with you taking pictures with your arm around Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So it looks like you guys have been having a good time out there.
She had her arm around me, actually. That was,
okay.
Yeah, I had that reversed.
Where was your wife? Did you have to get a permission slip from Maria to take that photo or what?
We put those pictures on Facebook, and a friend of Maria's that's in choir with her at church comments on my Facebook page saying, Scott, I know she's wearing Maria's power colors, but that blonde is not Maria. You better back away. So we're having a lot of fun. We're actually... we're probably the most somber stop of this trip right now. As a matter of fact, the group is, I just stepped upstairs, but they're downstairs at the 9/11 Museum. And, it's impossible not to come back to ground zero and just have a lump in your throat about, that awful day. We did sign for the group the spot where Anna Nicole Nelson's name is on the memorial up top as well. She, of course, Stanley, North Dakota. And there's some other memorials about her in North Dakota, actually, up to Lake Metegoshi and whatnot. But folks may remember that name. And this is obviously a stop you must make if you come to New York City. Now, in addition to the memorial, the museum itself is pretty extraordinary.
And what do you have planned for today? Your last full day there. What do you have planned for today?
Tonight's the big Radio City Music Hall Rockettes, which is so fun. I mean, the Rockettes are so great at Christmas. So we'll cap tonight with that. But we're having dinner tonight with Donald Trump. Well, at the Trump Tower, at the Trump Cafe. So
that was a better story, your first one.
Yeah. Don't you think he's there? For sure he'll be there. But could ask him what he thinks about that new poll that's out there. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. We're doing, the whole financial district. And after the events here at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. So still plenty to do. And tomorrow, once I went over and toured the Madison Square Garden, we had a little bit of free time for folks to do different things. He did Madison Square Garden. He said it was a great tour. I've never done it. But he said literally you go in every corner of the Madison Square Garden. So that one was a lot of fun. Everybody's just having a great time. Really, I went out to Hoboken, New Jersey yesterday, or last night. Last thing we did after I was loaded the bus up, went over there. Never done it before. Go to the Lincoln Tunnel, come back around, and, you're looking back at Manhattan at night. Just an incredible view. One of those views, you take as many pictures as you want, it won't do it justice. I have a video of it up on Facebook, but it doesn't do it justice either. Incredible. So a lot of fun. We'll be home late tomorrow night.
Well, very good. We'll travel safe. Have a lot of fun the last full day there, and we'll look forward to having you back in this chair on Monday morning, my friend.
Well, thanks to you, too, and, of course, Todd, for holding down the fort there as well. You giving Todd a little bit of a breather today?
A little bit of a breather, yeah. He's earned it, we think, yeah.
Todd is the radio god Mitchell with us every day, and a lot of folks on the trip. They want Todd on the next trip to New York City, so it'll be his turn next time.
There you go.
And you guys, thanks a bunch for stopping. Same to Ron Ness, who had a birthday yesterday. He was out hunting, having a good time, got a rooster for his birthday, so that was good. Same with Pat. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
All right, Scotty. Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll have you back here in the chair on Monday morning. Have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
You bet. I am co-hosting with Greg Steemer today. Greg is the president of First State Bank of North Dakota's Lemoore branch. And Greg, got about a minute or so before our next break here. Tell me what farmers and growers are talking about. Commodity prices are down. Good news is land prices are down if you're looking to buy some land right now. But with commodity prices down, maybe a lot of folks are kind of hanging on and trying to figure out where we go from here. What's the mindset of farmers and growers right now?
Cost containment. And I think that's what it is extremely important. And that's one thing that we suggest to everybody right now, sit down, take some time, and find out what it costs you to produce each bushel of soybeans, each bushel of corn. Really nail down your costs and be honest with yourself about what they are. Budgets haven't been something that were overly necessary with $5 and $6 corn. They're absolutely necessary now. And that's our challenge, is sit down, find out what your costs are, what you can trim. And if you can get through these times with some depressed commodity prices, you're going to come out in really good shape on the other side.
And the good operators, they are still buying equipment and buying bins and all those things because they know they need to. When we come back on the program, we're going to visit with Kirsten Basler, North Dakota State Superintendent of Education. This is What's on Your Mind, coming to you live from Fargo this morning. We'll be right back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wiedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2016, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The fuel for our What's On Your Mind engine is good folks like the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. They provide a lot of fuel, too. Matter of fact, affordable electricity, reliable electricity, courtesy of the lignite industry. The folks that say, hey, we're for all of the above. We want everything. We just want to be included in all of the above, which if you look at what the EPA is trying to do to the lignite industry right now, you can't really honestly believe they want an all of the above solution because they're trying to literally shut down coal plants with some onerous new regulations that are unreasonable and really provide nothing in the way of a benefit. You want to find out more about all this? You might have heard about the war on coal or read a story or two about the clean power plant in the news. A lot of great information at the website, secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. Check that out. You'll enjoy it. They're one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. First State Bank's Greg Steeman and Flag Family Media's Steve Hallstrom, host of the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag. Here is my guest host today and What's On Your Mind. Greg, Steve, take it away.
All right, Scotty, we will do so. Financial markets off to a nice start today. The Dow is up 216 points right now. NASDAQ up 47. S&P 500 up 20. Greg, we're going to be able to retire half a day earlier maybe than we had planned to.
That's the way it sounds.
We're making forward to that. We're glad to be with you here today, sitting in for Scotty on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota. And Scott, I know, gets to talk to all these great dignitaries from across the state of North Dakota and around the country. Well, this is kind of a rare opportunity for Greg and I to do this, and so we're really looking forward to the chance today to visit with some folks that we don't normally get to talk to kind of get some perspective, and maybe you're a new listener to the program, or maybe you haven't been able to hear these folks on a regular basis on the show before. So we're kind of catching up with some people that we're getting to know a little bit better here today, and hopefully you can as well. Kirsten Basler is one of those folks, North Dakota State Superintendent of Public Instruction, joining us on the program this morning. Good morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Steve.
Nice to have you with us, Kirsten. We're kind of just interested in some general thoughts and storylines from you about how we are doing in public education, because a lot of us have kids in the public school systems, whether you live in Fargo or Beach or Minot or wherever you live. And so can you give us just a sense of, as you kind of take a look from a 10,000-foot perspective, how are we doing in our public schools right now in North Dakota?
You know, thank you for inviting me to talk about education. It is truly the heart and soul, my passion of what I do, making sure that our students have what they need in North Dakota. So it's always such a pleasure for me to have a conversation and help people learn more about what is going on. And really, as we take a look at the state of education in North Dakota, it is good. We have such quality families, teachers, students, that we really are blessed to have that type of system. But as I became state superintendent, there were certain areas that became obvious to me that I thought we could do better. I mean, we're a good system, but I want North Dakota to be a world-class, great system. And so that's what we're working towards. And I think three of the most significant initiatives that probably most important, they kind of bookend education, at least the education arena that I'm responsible for. As state superintendent, I'm responsible for pre-K through 12th grade through our seniors in high school. And so I took a look at what we could do to improve our system shortly after I was elected, and have been working on that now for the last 3 years and have plans to continue working on that. The first part is our early childhood education. We were one of six states that did not provide for any early childhood education in our state, and during this last legislative session, we worked with the Department of Commerce to come up with a community grant idea. What we found were generally in our large communities, our big 20, school communities, there was plenty of opportunities for both public and private pre-K for our four-year-olds. But as we moved out through our rural areas in North Dakota, there was less opportunity for those students to have a preschool experience or any type of introduction or familiarization. So we worked with the Department of Commerce, and we came up with some community grant ideas and partnerships. And what we're seeing is our communities across the state are working with the daycares and the private pre-Ks along with the public school systems to provide more opportunities for our four-year-olds to have some sort of preschool before they start kindergarten if their parents so choose. It's a completely voluntary program. Just wanted to make sure those opportunities were there. So really excited about that. We're going to kick that off during the 16-17 school year, and I think we'll have some exciting things there. The other piece deals with our high school years. You know, as I said, we kind of bookend things. What I found out was that in North Dakota, we are 50th in the nation on the percentage of our students that take and pass advanced placement courses. And we found that our students that did have the opportunity to take advanced placement courses did very well on the exam. It's just that not much opportunity existed out there. And that really coincided with what I was hearing from students as I traveled across the state, speak to our high school students. They were exhausting all their opportunities for dual credit courses from our state university system, and they were asking for more. So we are gearing up really, really strongly and offering plenty of support and more training to get more advanced placement courses offered to more of our students in more of our school districts. So really excited about that. We're coming out with a big announcement here next week, and the legislature has been great in providing some funding for us to provide support to our students so they do well, provide teacher training for our teachers in our districts across the state. So those are kind of the two big projects, the bookends of our K-12 education system.
I want to ask you a little bit about the advanced placement. This has been a subject that I think the education community has been talking about for quite some time. One of the things that is being put in is because of a grant from a National Federation, you have about $20 million is being sent to North Dakota. And there's some pilot programs going on in Bismarck and Mandan, as I understand it, where there might even be some financial incentives, kind of like when you're little and your mom's tired of nagging at you to go clean your room, and she says, finally, here's $5, go clean your room. It sounds like we're doing a little bit of that with advanced placement. And not only students, but teachers of advanced placement courses might also get some cash awards, maybe $100 each for students who take the awards and teachers that see their students successful in those exams. I'm guessing that you'll get a little bit of pushback, if you haven't already, from people to say, why do we need to push kids and give them money to do that? It just sounds a little weird. How about that?
I agree. It certainly is a diversion from even the way that I parented my. I have three sons that are in their 20s, and definitely different than the approach that I use with my children. But there's this model that is the National Math Science Initiative that we are implementing in North Dakota. And it's a proven model that has been in existence for over 20 years. And with that model, they have implemented that type of incentive. They not only assist and reward our high school students that are taking the exams on our high school advanced placement teachers, but they also spend a lot of time investing in our elementary teachers, our middle school teachers as well, because they realize and recognize the importance of building a real strong foundation. So they don't really leave anyone behind. But fact of the matter is they've had success with this, and it's funny that, you know, I believe it's a $100 incentive that the National Math Science Initiative will reward these students with, and the NMSI, National Math Science Initiative, they are also the ones that are going to be compensating the teachers. So it isn't compensation that comes from a school district or the state of North Dakota. It comes from this this initiative, from this foundation. And they stand firmly by that, and they say even if it's just $100, those students really are motivated by that. It is a reward system. And so we, based on the research and the data that they've been showing to us that to provide this evidence, we're going to go with that and see how it goes. But I do hear and recognize the fact that it's a whole system that gets these students ready to take an advanced placement exam and pass it. It starts with the kindergarten and pre-K teachers getting these students ready. So we have to be mindful of that as well and make sure that we're offering them the same sort of professional development opportunities and areas for growth as well.
Superintendent Basler, this is Greg Steeman, and this is much more so a comment. As a member of the State Board of Higher Education, one of the things that we've been charged with as the chancellor went on his listening tour is, how do we help facilitate the preparedness of our students going into college, and how do we equip them so that they can graduate in the most brief time possible. And I think that this is one of those things. As you mentioned, North Dakota was 50th in advanced placement. And hopefully, as we can increase that ranking, we can see students more prepared and then better equipped to graduate, hopefully in 4 years or just a little bit longer.
That's true. Our goal is to have our students graduate on time with as little debt as possible. And if we in any way can contribute to that before they even leave high school, I think that's a prudent responsibility that we need to assume. Our goal is to have 25% of our students graduating with at least a semester's worth of college credit. That can allow our students to really explore their occupation, explore their career opportunities, and be ready, hit the ground running as they start on our college campuses across the state. Too many of our students are graduating with too much debt and taking, 5 years if they're lucky to graduate. So I think the advanced placement courses working alongside the dual credit courses that are already available will assist our students in being more prepared as they enter that first year of college and graduating on time.
Kirsten, in just the minute or so we have left here with you this morning, by the way, we're visiting with Kirsten Basler, North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction. One thing that the state is wrestling with is teachers and trying to find enough qualified teachers to teach our young people. How are we doing on that? This is a time of year when districts are going to start looking ahead to next year and start trying to get their ducks in a row for having people in the classes to help our kids. How are we doing finding teachers and getting folks into our classrooms to help our young people?
Well, we need to be doing a better job of that. We definitely do. I spoke to a group of young people at the Heritage Center Auditorium yesterday that had gathered from across the southwestern part of the state who were interested in teaching. We need to do more education with our young people and communicate what a great idea, what a great career and great occupation teaching is and how rewarding it is. But as a state, we really do. It's going to be a major focus of mine over the next 4 to 5 years is really doing a better job of supporting our teachers that are in the occupation currently so that they will encourage more of their students and young people and even their own children and grandchildren to go into teaching. So we need to elevate the teaching profession and reward and recognize the occupation of teaching and the great vocation that it is. So more young people are interested in pursuing that line of work. But we also have to provide some alternate opportunities, some alternate pathways. And I'm just so thrilled to be working with Chancellor Hagerith, and he and I have conversations about this and many other things about how we will become a true P20 system soon. But we have to have opportunities for people that have maybe become engineers and are in their mid-career and have made a living in engineering or in some other profession, maybe as a nurse, and now they want to make a difference and they want to go back in the classroom. So for those mid-career people, the university system and the K-12 system are working together to provide some opportunities for those people that possibly have a master's degree in mathematics or science or English. how can we get them into our high school classroom? So
gotcha.
We're working on that and expect to see some things there.
All right. Thanks. Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota, thanks for your time today. When we come back, Andy Peterson from the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. Stay right there.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100. You can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
USA is helping America fuel better, and they're part of our fuel, too, is one of our fine sponsors here. The 4-for-4 deal, everyday hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items, $4 at PetroServe USA, all day, every day. Great deal or what? And you know what? We also have a fantastic deal from our friends at MyPillow for Christmas. Right now, you get 4-for-1. Four pillows for the price of one. two of the classic MyPillows, two of the go-anywhere pillows, and you pay the price of one. Incredible deal, and they've extended that money-back guarantee through March 1st. You can sleep on that thing now till the end of February to make sure it's absolutely right. If it's not, you get your money back. No risk deal there, or what? Heck of a deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. You go. There's a radio special. You'll see radio special, and then click there, and then use the promo code Scott to get your discount at checkout, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. From the Need to Know Morning Show, Steve Hallstrom. From First State Bank of North Dakota, Greg Steeman, your guest host today for a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Guys, take it away.
Thank you very much, Scotty. Greg, we were visiting with Kirsten Basler in that last segment. You had a comment from your position as one of the board members of the State Board of Higher Ed that you thought was good for this conversation here.
And I think it was, you know, I go back to Chancellor Hagerot as he's stepped into the new position. I think he's really made an effort to hear the concerns of meeting workforce needs. They've set up Bach and U out in the western part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that we did as a board recently is approve Valley City State University, Dickinson State University, and Mayville State University to move forward with the Masters of Teaching program. You go back to what Superintendent Basler discussed. There are some people, you know, in their career, towards the end of their career, that want to make a change, that really want to find a way to get into the education environment. This allows them to begin that program and step into the classroom and meet this teacher shortage. And I give a lot of credit to our leadership, Board President Kathy Nesset, Vice Chair Don Morton, what they're providing and the direction they're taking this board. I'm excited to be part of it because I've seen improved communication with legislators, great leadership from Chancellor Hagerot, and our presidents are buying in to saying, what can we do as a system to respond to the needs of North Dakota?
Andy Peterson is the president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. We want to have Andy on today, even though this is a shorter segment here as we get toward the top of the hour. Wanted to hear his voice on the program today. Andy, thank you for spending a little bit of time with us today. From the perspective of the North Dakota Chamber, I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things. I guess the main one is that North Dakota last year had a rise in personal spending, 7.4%. That was number one in the country. That's got to mean good things for North Dakota businesses, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know, that along with the per capita income, which is second in the nation behind Connecticut, means that we've got some money to spend. And when you spend money, it rotates around. It's a very good thing. So, yeah, great for North Dakota business.
What are some of the major items on your radar right now as far as the business climate in North Dakota and how to make it better for the companies that make North Dakota their home?
You know, surprisingly, the Wall Street Journal just came out with the best run states in the country. And for the fourth consecutive year, North Dakota is now rated as number one best state run. And that has to make people like Jack Dalrymple, our governor, very proud. But North Dakota is well run. We've got a pretty good balance between regulation and letting the free enterprise system do its job. And when you get that combination of proper regulation, and of course with the creativity, the drive, the innovation of the free enterprise system, you know, you get a pretty good economy. That's not something that happened overnight, by the way. That's been something that's been in the works for 20 or 30 years here in North Dakota. And it really is showing. Right now, our unemployment rate in September was 2.6%, I believe. In August, it was 2.2%, leading the nation there as far as the least amount of unemployed. So, again, lots of good things that have happened. So that all leads to a diversification of our economy, and good things are happening. I think hopefully the oil slowdown in the West will be one that will slow down fairly slowly as far as its letdown, and overall the rest of the state will pick it up. So, you know, overall it's a really good report.
But what's the biggest thing that keeps you awake at night regarding the business climate in North Dakota?
You know, I think the world economy. When I think about the world economy, Europe is slow. China is in a slowing situation. Japan, as you know, is experiencing deflation. So some of those things could really kind of upset the apple cart if the world economy really took a tumble. I'm encouraged that some of the central banks are you know, reacting. If you look at Europe's central bank right now, it's offering some stimulus. So, you know, hopefully we get through this portion. I mean, every economy goes up, every economy goes down. And it's a fact of the business cycle that you experience ups and downs. What I want to see North Dakota do is be diversified enough that when something happens in Russia or something happens somewhere else, that we can weather that storm and weather it pretty healthily. So we'll see how we do with that. But that's what keeps me up at night.
Okay. And Attorney General Wayne Stengem, in his launch speech for the governorship, his governor's campaign, he talked about the same thing. That would be his number one priority, too, is to diversify the state's economy. Andy, we need to do this again sometime because I wish we had a whole bunch more time. But thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us this morning.
Always a privilege. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Andy Peterson, president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber, joining us here on What's on Your Mind. Market's taking another jump. NASDAQ up 62 right now. And looking over the monitors here, so stock market's off to a flying start here this morning. Hour number two coming up, Dave Richmond, head coach of the NDSU men's basketball team, and Mark the Freedom Poet talking about why George Washington is America's Moses. That and more on the way. On the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, What's on Your Mind? We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Your employees are your greatest assets. Their talent is immeasurable. How do you retain and develop your most precious commodity? A business partnership with the University of Mary offers your organization a venue to develop your employees with customized courses and accelerated degree programs. Partnering with the University of Mary provides scholarships and much more. Grow your business. Invest in your employees. Call Lindsay Shonak at 701-232-7088 today to learn more about how you can partner with the University of Mary.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes.
Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.